Good morning and welcome to the Wednesday, September 6th edition of Byers & Company. We got a lot to get to today, including Tanya J. Powers and an unbelievable email from John Davis. It all starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Wednesday. So happy to be here with you. So happy to have you here with us as we begin the program on this hump day. I hit a deer on the way into the radio show this morning.
Yeah, that's...
And, you know, you're always this time of year sort of cautious. And if you drive along Lost Bridge Road, there is a number of areas where there are deer crossing or those are the warning signs, and you always think of the deers coming from the right to the left because the lake is on the left, and there's a lot of sort of hilly yards and trees on your right, and as you're coming around that curve of Lost Bridge to hit the straightaway there right before Ivy Hill Park, you're always looking to the right. Two deer ran right in front of my car this morning from the left, meaning they were over on the lake side, and ran right. I mean, timed it just perfectly. I mean, I could have driven by there 100 times and not even seen them. And they're literally like two of them full speed right in front of my car, with no warning whatsoever.
Did you clip one?
I think I clipped one.
Okay.
I slammed on the brakes, and so everything in my seat was, you know, thrown forward. And it looks like the right front side of my car or the right front fender. My car is a big car, and it's a very sturdy car. You can run into stuff, and it doesn't feel like – I mean, there wasn't like a huge impact. There was an impact for sure.
Okay, you definitely hit one.
So I think the back side of the second deer, because they were like right, you know, in tandem with each other, one just a little ahead of the other, and they kept going. I mean, so it wasn't like it was like I didn't run it over. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
Still wakes you up.
Oh, yeah.
and you're like, okay, and you felt bad, and so I stopped, and they had obviously scampered along. I didn't see anything of the two deer at all, and there's a little bit of what looks like maybe blood or just fur. I can't even tell because it's dark out on the very right-hand side of my bumper.
Probably injured
a couple
one.
Of things on the windshield. But, man, they're just dumb.
They are dumb. They're so stupid.
I had that exact same situation happen as I was going south, just crossing under the trestle by the car wash down here on 51.
Really?
Yeah. There's a spot there that's just kind of strange before you get to that, you know, apartment complex. They just book across, and I did the same thing. Had one and left just a little bit of fur and stuff on my front right bumper. But, yeah, they're nuts.
Yeah, I mean, they literally just charge.
Yeah.
I mean, which is crazy because there's no traffic out, you know, this time of morning. I mean, it's not like they're sitting there looking both ways and going, okay, now it's safe to cross. They just bolt right out in front of you.
Yeah, they're pretty. they're just. Dumb.
Well, I felt bad, I don't know what else. I mean, literally, I'm driving, and the next thing I know, they are like literally in my headlights. I mean, just literally. And the first time I even saw them, they were halfway across the front of my car.
Right.
I mean, it's like they don't even have any sort of.
No, they're not really known for self-awareness.
Well, I guess not. I feel mm-hmm. bad. I don't. Should you call someone? I mean, is
no.
There?
No.
Okay.
There's nothing. I mean, you know. If
you've got possible fur and blood, he's probably injured, and he'll either make it or you won't, whatever.
I feel bad now. I mean,
he's probably fine, but it's just, you know, unless you want to report it to your insurance agent.
Well, I don't know. I couldn't tell if there was any damage to the car.
Right.
As I said, it's awfully dark out, and so there is, you know. it looks like maybe a crack or something in the actual fender. Like, I mean, it's, you know, these fenders are not made out of anything anymore. I mean,
right.
They're, you know,
they're all plastic.
Yeah. So, but it was a thud without being a thud like anything under the tires. Like it
right.
was like a bump, you know, like probably the back end of the second one as I slammed on the brakes and they were moving full speed.
I'm assuming female. No horns.
Hell,
more than likely.
Probably, yeah. I couldn't tell. I mean, they were literally just
They're running.
I mean, they're just there. I mean, I've never. They're so fast. I mean, they are, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm not imagining
that. No, they're very fast.
And you don't think about looking from the left when you're driving that. If you're coming Lost Bridge towards Ivy Hill Park from Mount Zion, you always look to the right because that's where they jump out of. I mean, they had to be just standing right over there, like on the very small grass area by the lake. I mean, they were literally not in the forest. They were standing out in the wide open and running back towards.
Right.
And it was also right up by those houses. I mean, it was right before Ivy Hill Park.
Yeah. When I was in, was out of town up in Columbus week before last, we had them run across the highway in front of us.
Yeah.
I mean, and the younger one got confused, separated from the first one, and it went back the other way. And the concrete median, the mm-hmm. big tall ones in the middle of the highway,
yeah,
it just one leap, boom, right over the top of it. It's just crazy.
Yeah.
They're insane.
Well,
I'm glad you're okay.
Oh no, I'm fine. I just sort of just not what you. I mean,
no,
when I first happened, you're like, oh my God, is the car, and
the car, the deer,
yeah, the everything. You're just like, oh, you know, geez, Louise, what do I do here?
It's a good reminder, though. This is that time of year.
I know. They are just out mm-hmm. there and crazy. We saw them out on the river trail at Rock Springs on Monday when we were out there for that 3-mile hike. You know, the way they just bolt and get goofy. And they are. I am always mindful of it driving in the morning, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I really am. I mean, there are those signs along Lost Bridge, you know, that give you.
You won't often see them. I mean, you'll be in your peripheral. You'll be like, oh, my gosh, they were right there. They could have run out. I mean, you know, in October, November, it gets even worse.
Why is that?
Because you get into particular seasons, the males are out looking for the females. I mean, they're mm-hmm. more territorial. That's hunting season, too.
Yeah, it's like you always said, spring break for the whales, it's spring break for the deer.
Yeah,
is that what it is?
It's mating season.
It really is. It's mating season, yeah.
Okay.
So the males, and they can be very aggressive. So you can actually just be doing whatever, riding down the road, and they can attack your car.
Yeah.
They've been known to do that.
Yeah, no, they were hauling. You know, they clearly saw the lights. I mean, it's like we saw each other at the exact same time, which is, you know, crazy.
And their gut instinct was to run out in front of you.
Yeah, I know. I know. So, anyway, there might be some venison there at near Ivy Hill Park.
Keep your eyes out.
People pick up roadkill?
Didn't
they pass
yes,
a
they
law
do.
That that's okay to
mm-hmm.
do?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't see it. I think they kept moving.
I'm sure they're fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel bad, though.
Oh, sure.
Don't you kind of? I feel bad. Like the larger a thing you hit, the worse you feel, which is really stupid.
Really. I hit a cat once and cried for an entire day.
Really?
Yeah.
So I don't think that. If I hit a squirrel, I will occasionally go, you know, it's a squirrel. I think the larger you get, the worse you feel. I don't know why that is. Is it just sort of more majestic? I mean, what is it?
It's a deer. I mean, you know, deer tend to be a little bit more attractive than raccoons or groundhogs. You know, so
I've never hit a groundhog. I don't feed them either.
Now, you'd have to like really try to hit a groundhog, wouldn't you? I mean, they're not. Are
I
they
don't
that
know.
Fast?
I see them on the side of the road between here and South Shore.
And then he adopts
the
them.
Yeah, and then I tell them, hey,
well,
come on, I think out of my neighborhood.
Yeah, we've got a.
I got some food for you. No,
we've got a cult out there you can join. Come on out with the rest of the Branch Davidians
right.
in the backyard of Jeff Daly's house.
Right.
All right. Well, that was an interesting way to start my day. There didn't seem to be any damage to the car, or, you know, the wheel or any kind of wobbling or anything. It's a pretty big car, but still feel bad for the deer. But, you know, damn it.
Stop running from the cars.
Being worse
they,
aware.
They call it
yeah.
like suicide by cop or whatever, you know, when people do this. What is it when a deer does?
Yeah.
Side by Escalade
there was like
or whatever.
There was no traffic. I mean, not a single car in the road in front of me, not a single car in the road behind me,
right?
And you think, man, you guys could have waited 4 seconds and had an absolute clear shot across this road, but you decided at the exact moment the only car on this road is traveling down it to run right out in front of it.
Right. in front of you.
And I realize they're animals, but I mean, you don't see the lights. You don't see the, I mean, you know, there's got to be some sort of peripheral awareness, right?
Not necessarily. I mean, they're just, you know, the frequency with which this happens tells you.
I know. I feel bad anyway, though. All right, we've got a big action-packed show here today. Dan Calkins is going to make it official Thursday at the Decatur Civic Center. We've got his first financial donations. We people who are giving to his campaign. There's all kinds of interesting campaign news today. Mm-hmm. Why would the teachers' unions give Bill Mitchell $10,000 after he said that he wasn't running for re-election?
Why is that?
I'll give you Bill's response. I sent him a text yesterday. And then the dumbest email in the history of mankind and the response. You're not going to believe this one. You may think you've seen the dumbest of dumb things in all of your life. And we've seen a lot. I mean, I'm not going to deny that there have been a long, long, long list of dumb things that we have seen and documented over the years. 21 years of doing this, we have seen our fair share of dumb. This may be the dumbest of all time. And that really is saying something.
Yeah, because we've seen some dumb.
Oh, I mean, yes, we have. I have copies, and this may come up at a meeting tonight at the a township meeting. I have literally a copy of an email that John Davis sent to Bruce Pillsbury as the chairman of the Republican Party here in Macon County, and I have Bruce Pillsbury's response. And when I read this to you on the other side of the break, you're going to feel like that deer that just got run over by an Escalade because you just think, how could you be so stupid? You didn't see the lights? Not a single other car on the road. What did Forrest Gump say about stupid is, stupid does?
Stupid does, yep.
We'll give you all of those details a couple of minutes from now. Here's Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Mostly sunny skies today, highs near 67 degrees. Then for tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 48. For your Thursday, mostly sunny, highs near 72. And Friday, sunshine, highs near 80 degrees. Right now, it's 50 degrees in downtown Decatur.
HSHS St. Mary's Hospital takes pride in providing the best care for your loved ones. When they're at St. Mary's, they're more than just patients to us. We know they mean the world to you. St. Mary's provides a wide range of services to help your loved ones of all ages, whether it's a heart attack, stroke, cancer, a broken bone, or any serious emergency. St. Mary's is here for your family. Learn more at stmarysdecatur.com/saved.
Hey, if you are in the market to make the most money for your home, Sean Hannity here with some important advice. Now, look, I'm an active investor. I have bought and sold a lot of properties in hot, cold, moderate markets. And one of the lessons I have learned is this. Hire the agent that knows how to create the most demand for your home. Now, if I needed to create demand in this market, no question, there's only one real estate agent I trust if I needed to sell my home. I'm talking about Glenda Williamson. She services Decatur and the surrounding area and attracts hundreds of buyers every week and sells a home on average every 34 hours. Now, because of that, she can guarantee to sell your home at an agreed price and deadline, or guess what? She'll buy it. Our national marketing plan got my attention, and you know what? She'll get your home the attention it needs to sell for the most money guaranteed. Now, if I lived in Decatur or surrounding areas and needed to sell my home, well, I would call Glenda Williamson. So call Glenda, 217-875-8081. That's 217-875-8081 or online at GlendaWillSellYourHome.com. That's GlendaWillSellYourHome.com. Go there and you can start packing.
If you're looking for a school with outstanding academics, successful athletics, a caring faculty and staff, and somewhere that has something for everyone, look no further than St. Teresa High School. Our students are prepared for their future with a faith-based education, but more than just college prep, St. Teresa works to ensure its students are life ready too by developing future leaders who will make a difference in society. For more information or to schedule your campus tour, call 875-2431. Come and be a part of the tradition.
Decatur Legacy. Have you heard of it? Decatur Legacy is a group of area nonprofit and social service agencies, along with local accountants, attorneys, and financial advisors. Their purpose is to inform people from all walks of life about how to include their favorite charity in their wills. During our lifetimes, we give to organizations we love. our church, our schools and colleges, Decatur's beautiful parks, our animal shelters, homeless programs, our two community hospitals, United Way, and so many others. And that support can continue even after our death. Simple language in your will can ensure you leave a legacy to Decatur and to your favorite charities. Ask your lawyer or advisor about simple ways to leave a legacy. You can designate a percentage of your assets to charity. You can use life insurance and even make gifts from your IRA. Leaving a legacy through a charitable gift in your will can make a lasting impact. Decatur Legacy, helping you give back to the community you love.
You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Oh, yeah. We begin the program, obviously, by thinking about our friends down in the Caribbean. Been there a couple of times in my life. Nice people. Poor islands. And you think about what they're getting hit with right now, what may be on the way to Florida this weekend. 225-mile-an-hour winds. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, this is going to be a bad one. I mean, really bad.
Yeah,
this
really.
This thing is the size of Texas right now.
Truly is.
Yeah.
The largest hurricane recorded ever in the Atlantic, right?
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, that's saying something.
Category 5. It looks like
I thought it was up to a 6. Is there even such a thing?
No, Category 5 is a top, but they may have to rethink that.
All right. Well, back here at home, the political storm continues. I want to read an email to you, and this is an interesting thing that may or may not happen tonight. You guys know John Davis, right? I mean, over the years, retired judge.
Mm-hmm.
Pain in the butt. Has been on just about every, on the wrong side of about every issue in the history of issues. Ran for park board at least once, right?
Yeah, that
yes.
sounds right. Yeah.
And was involved in how many things? What, the lawsuit against Jay Scott?
Uh-huh.
Was he involved in the police chief?
He was involved with that, yes. With the
okay. Mm-hmm. So he writes an email to Bruce Pillsbury, who is the chairman of the Macon County Republican Central Committee. And I'm going to read you the email, and then I'm going to read you the response by Bruce Pillsbury, and you tell me what's going on here. John Davis writes on Thursday, August 24th at 2:50 p.m. Bruce, I understand the governor has fired all of his legal staff. I am asking your help in being hired for his new legal team. If you're able to get me on, then the good news for you is I will be out of your hair with regard to the township. The good news for me is that I can have the security of at least a little more than a year of steady income. Let me know if you're willing to help me and what I should do. Of course, a meeting with the governor would help, and I think Decatur is long overdue in getting some state recognition. The appointment to his staff would certainly help that. John. Okay, now, I don't even know where to begin. This is only two paragraphs, but in these two paragraphs are like more morsels than you can possibly, you could feed orphans for years on the morsels in these two paragraphs. One, that Judge Davis thinks that he would be the answer for Governor Rauner's legal team. I mean, that in and of itself is a whopper. Secondly, that Decatur's long overdue, and by
long
John
overdue.
Being there over there, you know, that would put Decatur on the map. And third is that, oh, if you help me do this, by the way, I'll get out of your hair on that. That's dangerously close to a lot of things.
Yeah.
Let me read you Bruce Pillsbury's response. These are grown-up people writing emails. Is it a certain generation that doesn't realize that once you send this, it's always
it's
out
always
there?
It's always out there. Yeah. It doesn't disappear.
John. As chairman of the Macon County Republican Central Committee, hereinafter chairman, I decline to advance any positive recommendation to the governor on your behalf. Please allow me to explain my reasons. First, you presume that a chairman has the influence to impact a high-level gubernatorial appointment. You are well aware that patronage appointments are a long past practice, and even assuming the post is rutan exempt, the legal advisors to the governor need to be measured by merit. As chairman, I have a responsibility to guard against the appearance of political patronage as the sole qualifier in order for me to serve the better interest of Republican public officials. Second, even if your qualification to serve was to be measured by your past contribution to the Republican Party, then you would not merit recommendation on this factor. In my estimation, you have failed to act consistently with fidelity to the party, its candidates, or elected officials. You are often an antagonist, politically and or as an attorney in the law, to local government or party volunteers. I am not confident that your past actions are motivated by proper purposes. To be perfectly candid, I am struck by the apparent lack of self-awareness manifest in your request for endorsement from me. Third, you place me in an uncomfortable position given that I am also a Decatur Township Cemetery Trustee. You imply that I should be motivated to endorse you for a high-level state job on the basis that I can procure benefit for the public body I serve. I would not speculate on the response I would expect from your clients, whose interests you appear willing to be prejudiced in connection with claims against the township in order to obtain your personal benefit in a state job. I will serve both positions as chairman and cemetery trustee with integrity. Thus, I must reject unequivocally your invitation to act in an unethical manner.
Yeah.
Fourth, conflict with you is connected nearly always with my failure to support your personal, political, or employment interests. You are well aware of the allegations related to your demand to the Decatur Township supervisor that you be hired as a township attorney and the quid pro quo then suggested by you. The cynic will accept that all political involvement is always about self-interest. However, the cynic is not universally correct. I have encountered far too many people who offer genuine contribution to the party and its candidates without expectation for personal reward. As chairman, I am not interested in supporting the blatantly self-interested. You claim a need for consistent income from a state job when you're the beneficiary of a generous taxpayer-funded judicial pension. Personally, I am not an advocate for double dip from the public trial. I'm sharing your request for state job assistance in this response with officials identified below because of my determination that you asked me to cross an ethical line that could appear inconsistent with my public service or service as chairman. The demand for transparency dictates such open discourse, especially if my declining to endorse potentially motivates aggressive action against the township by you in your capacity as an attorney for a representative party. Suffice it to say, this should conclude our communications. It was shared with Lisa Stanley, Decatur Township Trustees, the Decatur Township Cemetery Trustees, the Office of Governor Bruce Rauner, and Jeff Jurgens. We'll take a break for the news, and we'll dissect all of that when we get back. Don't go anywhere.
WSOY News Time is 6:29. Tomorrow morning at 10:30 a.m., Dan Calkins, an Eastern Illinois University trustee and former Decatur City Councilman, is set to announce that he will seek the Republican nomination for the Illinois House of Representatives in the 101st District. He'll be seeking to replace outgoing State Representative Bill Mitchell. Calkins will begin his campaign with the press conference. He'll be the second candidate to announce he's running for the State House. Tom Henricks of Cerro Gordo has also announced that he is running for the 101st District seat. And this weekend, over 1,200 community volunteers will work to feed thousands of children in the developing world through a continued partnership between St. Paul's Lutheran Church, Tabernacle Baptist Church, and Feed My Starving Children. Volunteers will prepare over 272,000 meals at the FMSC Decatur Community Mobile Pack event. You can find a link with all of the information on how you can help with the story at nowdecatur.com. More news after Fox News at 6:30.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. There are long gas lines and shortages in South Florida with Hurricane Irma approaching. Mandatory evacuations for visitors in the Florida Keys have started, with locals told to start leaving this evening.
We could be looking at wave heights that would literally put the ocean over the islands.
Martin Centerfitz, in charge of Monroe County, Florida's Emergency Operations Center. The storm's expected to hit the U.S. this weekend. President Trump gives another speech pushing tax reform today in North Dakota.
The president's economic advisors say they'll leave the tax reform details to Congress just back from its August recess. While in North Dakota, President Trump will speak at an oil refinery in Mandan. The president will also have the chance to weigh in on the state's high-stakes U.S. Senate race next year, where Republicans hope to unseat Democratic Senator Heidi Heitkamp.
That's Fox's John Decker at the White House. Fox News. We report. You decide.
WSOY News Time is 6:31. A couple of state lawmakers are sounding an alarm that another tax increase could be on the way thanks to the recent bipartisan school funding reform legislation that the governor signed last week. State Senator Kyle McCarter supports the private school tuition credit program in the bill, but he said the measure is just the Democrats' reform plan with more money for Chicago teachers' pensions.
By passing an education funding bill that puts even more burden and more obligation and pressure on our budget, we have just promoted a tax increase. We have really signed off on more money coming out of your pocket.
Republican State Representative Jeannie Ives says the state made promises it can't keep.
It's $350 million next year, $350 million that year after, going on and on for 10 years. We don't have that kind of money in the state of Illinois.
Both said some lawmakers will use the bill as a basis for a progressive income tax or just higher tax rates all around to pay for promised teacher or promised increased funding. In sports, late last night, on the West Coast, Cardinals beat the San Diego Padres 8-4. Pirates scoring twice off Carl Edwards Jr., and they beat the Cubs 4-3. And it was the Indians beating up on the White Sox 9-4. Cardinal baseball for you again tonight as they take on the Padres, pregame at 8:15. Your next news update comes up at the top of the hour. Breaking news when it happens. I'm Jeff Daly in the WSOY newsroom. For Newhoff Media, media made locally.
Leaky roof? It's time to call the pros.
Hey, I'm the Rapid Roofer from Promax Construction. Let us fix that leaky roof.
Promax for roofs, cause that's the truth. Promax for roofs, cause that's the truth.
The best roofing and siding you will ever witness. The best warranties in the business. Gutters and windows, we know how to measure. Your house, your way, our pleasure.
217-424-8900. 217-424-8900.
Promax comes, licensed, insured, a master shingler, haven't you heard? Fast installation for all your repairs, a family-owned business for 15 years.
Find us on the web at promaxconstruction.com.
Maxover LLC, DBA Promax Construction, roofing license number 104.016085.
Promax for roofs, because that's the truth. Promax for roofs, because that's the truth.
217-424-8900.
Your WSOY three-day weather forecast, mostly sunny skies, highs around 67 degrees. Then for tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 48 degrees. For your Thursday, mostly sunny, highs near 72. And Friday, sunshine, highs near 80 degrees. Right now in downtown Decatur, it is 50 degrees.
This is Byers & Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Wednesday, the 6th of September. This song came out when?
Good grief. I mean, what
is the name of this song? It's Foreigner.
Feels like the first time, is that right?
I went to see them live when I was, like, in high school.
I was going to say, isn't this 81, 82?
Hang on. I bet it was earlier than that.
'77.
Okay.
The year I was born.
About the last year John Davis was relevant in the political spectrum.
Way to bring it full circle.
Took me a little longer than I would have liked, but thank you. I'm just blown away. If you go back through 21 years of doing this show, John Davis has always been on the wrong side of just about every single thing that has come down the road. Right? Harping.
Yeah.
Always wrong. I remember like this big diatribe he went on about how the park board meetings weren't handicap accessible when he didn't even bother to like,
to know that,
that they actually were.
Yeah.
He's been on the wrong like side of every single lawsuit and legal action and every single, just constantly over and over with overtly political reasons, right? Constantly. And you follow this stuff and you think, okay, well, what's the deal? And then you see this email and you think, my God, do you not realize that you're writing something that could be considered to be, you are threatening, or actually not threatening, you're promising, mm-hmm. or at least suggesting in your email that, oh, hey, if you get me this job, then I'll be out of your hair with regard to this lawsuit or this thing that I'm messing with you on. I mean, this is quid pro quo thing in this email that this political patron stuff is just, I mean, for all to see.
I mean, is that?
I mean, good for Bruce Pillsbury. I didn't know Bruce had this in him.
Yeah, I didn't either.
I mean, as far as.
I didn't either.
Like, just how scathing this response was. And I look at all the people involved in all of this, the politics that is the I mean, listen, literally, Mitchell gets a $10,000 donation from the education PAC after he announces he's not running for re-election.
What?
Why would you need a campaign contribution?
Very good question.
If you're not going to have a campaign. I'll get you his response here in a little
bit. And who would give that up? I mean, why?
Well, because they got his vote.
Yeah, but
on the tax increase. That's why.
He's on his way out. Why would they give him money?
Because that's the way it works. That's the way all this stuff works. And then you get down into the basics that Judge Davis still has an email that has Reagan in it, and Bruce Pillsbury still has an AOL account. And how old are all these people? Do you think I was kidding when I said, you know, relevant in 1977? And I love there's something incredibly funny about John Davis sitting here in Macon County in Decatur and hearing about the governor firing his legal team and thinking, I will be the answer.
I'm the answer. Yeah.
And it's about time we get Decatur on the map, and me going over and being a shark for the governor was long past due. Thank you, John. We're doing just fine.
Oh, my gosh.
But I give a tip of the hat on your willingness to serve.
Wait.
I mean, clearly that comes after he talks about him getting income for a year. And the idea that you would suggest that, hey, if you do this, then what do the clients think?
That's a good question.
You're going to negotiate your suit through an email looking for yourself a job? I mean, what does that mean?
Sorry, I can no longer represent your interests because
I'm representing mine.
I have steady income.
This whole thing is just sort of, I don't know what to do with
it. I think.
What?
I think he did enough.
Did your head explode when you started getting this stuff?
Yeah.
I had a feeling it might.
I mean, a little bit of a jaw drop has to have happened, right?
Yeah. I would think
because
so.
Just the blatant.
Well, the original thing that you do is the idea that this guy's ego tells him that he would be perfect to solve the governor's woes.
And he can be so blatant about it.
Yeah. And the second of it is that you would then, like, that if you want a job with the governor, I mean, but you know, here's the larger point. You know, John Davis isn't qualified, or in many minds, not qualified. So people laugh about it. But this is how it works, right?
Sadly.
Right.
I mean, though Governor Rauner has said he does not
patronage this is
jobs,
what happened.
But it's, yeah.
I mean, this is why everybody's lining up behind Dan Calkins.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why, this is what happens. Although I will commend Bruce Pillsbury for his response and sharing it. And then what do you think Davis did when he got this response? I mean, what do you think the thought process was?
It was like, oops. It wasn't the thought that I was thinking.
I miscalculated this one. Yeah.
I think it was the internal actions that happened, like, I don't know, what happened in his pants, basically.
I guess so. So I don't know that he's actually accusing the judge of anything. He's certainly suggesting that it could be.
Not that there's an accusation. I think it's this is very close to being.
Well, I'm not going to get into that. I don't know the legal law. I don't know whether or not the Post is Rutan exempt. And there's a lot of this, you know, that was put on the books because of political patronage over the years. And to think that it begins and ends with John Davis is crazy. It's been going on forever and it still goes on. I mean, I truly do believe that. I mean, in John Davis's mind, it was typically, I mean, he thought it was A-OK to go ahead and ask for this. So clearly in the political class, there is, at least with the old-timers, the concept or the notion that there's absolutely nothing wrong with this is how you play ball. This is how it's done. You know, part of me, like, goes back and forth. I feel sorry for John. And every time I do, then he comes back with another whopper, and you go, okay, you know what? I just don't have the volume. I don't have the amount of patience to feel sorry for somebody who keeps stepping on their own. You know, you can't just keep doing this your entire life.
It's pretty amazing.
I was just kind of blown away with the whole thing. So I don't know. It may come up at a town meeting tonight. I don't know. It's been shared, clearly.
Yeah.
And I'm sure the Decatur Township Cemetery trustees will have a lot to say about this. I don't think the governor's office will, this will merit any response from them.
No.
I don't think there was any consideration ever to begin with to hire the guy.
Probably not.
But the idea that John and his insurmountable ego thought that his appointment to the governor's legal team would put Decatur on the map tells you all you need to know in the 21 years that I have been fighting John Davis.
What kind of hole do you have to be, like, living in?
Like that one they found Saddam Hussein in. Literally. So, there you have it.
Fascinating.
I'll post this on social media. So
I just don't even know how to digest this.
What do you want to suggest? No, he sent an email saying, hey, I think I should be hired. You should help me get the job. And if you do, I'll get out of your hair regarding the township.
And just completely disregard my responsibilities to my client.
Yeah. And I think Decatur is long overdue in getting some state recognition. The appointment to his staff would certainly help that.
Oh, my God.
I mean, that gives you a glimpse beyond all of the other stuff. That gives you a glimpse into the mind of a man who has exceeded the Peter Principle like none other. I mean, that literally is like in maybe Jimmy Swaggartville, esque Jim Baker. There you have it. You know what I could use? I could use some Marquee coffee.
Me too. I was just thinking that.
It's the Marquee Coffee Break. Fresh roasting coffee locally dedicated for over 30 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discernible coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
If you dream about owning a garden, a grill, or a garage, you're ready to own a home. Busey promises to provide the answers and support you need to find the best financing package for you. With free pre-qualifications, you can shop for your home knowing all of your options. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations for solutions to your banking and wealth management needs. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Cancer touches everyone at some point. Your story of courage and perseverance during treatment can be inspiring to others. As part of the 2017 Real Men Wear Pink campaign, St. Mary's Hospital Cancer Care Center will feature inspirational stories and are looking for area pink warriors. Submit your story of courage to stmarysdecatur.com and click on Real Men Wear Pink submissions. Inspire others fighting cancer. Become a pink warrior and inspire others to continue the fight against cancer.
We respect our past, but we represent the future. We're gonna get knocked down, but we will always fight. We will always be the Fighting Illini. Hail to the Orange. Join the Fighting Illini as they battle Western Kentucky on Saturday, September 9th at 7 p.m. Call 1-866-ILINI1 or visit fightingillini.com today.
This is a taxpayer alert. Illinois' pension crisis is crushing the state, but a solution is right under state lawmakers' noses. For years, thousands of state university employees in Illinois have chosen to enroll in a 401k-style retirement plan that take politicians out of the retirement business, protect taxpayers, and give government workers a retirement they can control. To learn more, go to illinoispolicy.org. Brought to you by the Illinois Policy Institute.
You're listening to Buyers and Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Wednesday. Happy hump day. A little later today, we're going to talk to Darren Embry, who was a pastor here for years and is now in the Texas area. They're helping with the relief efforts down there in Harvey. With all of that in Texas, now we're watching Irma hit the Caribbean and make its way towards Florida. Tanya J. Powers joins us live from Fox News. Tanya, this is just one whopper after another. Hard to believe.
It really is. It is. The Hurricane Irma is just nasty looking. When you've got 185 mile an hour sustained winds, that will get your attention. Florida is obviously preparing for this. The eye of the hurricane passed over Barbuda about 1:47 this morning, according to the National U.S. The U.S. National Weather Service. Category 5. It's expected to be a 4 or a 5 for the next couple of days. One of the earlier maps I saw, I guess about an hour ago, was it had possibly by the time it approaches Florida, it gets very close, it may be down to a 3. But again, you know, it's soon to tell.
It is. And the models, you know, as sophisticated as they are, as much technology as we have, these things are so unpredictable because they can break up, they can get stronger, they can do so many things. But you think about these poor islands. I've been to the Caribbean. These are like little specks out in the middle of this vast ocean. I mean, you feel so sorry for them because they are completely defenseless.
Yeah, they are. I mean, and, you know, a good batch of wind will take down your phone lines, your communication between the islands, that kind of thing, which this one has done already. In Florida, they have the governor has already, you know, declared a state of emergency. He did that on Monday for all 67 counties in the state. He also has activated 100 members of the Florida National Guard to be deployed across the state. 7,000 National Guard members are showing up for duty on Friday there as things, you know, start to get a lot more serious probably for Florida. And like you said, it's too soon to tell as to where the track's going to go.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Now, the evacuations, you know, there's always people that are going to hang on. I noticed Richard Branson wasn't going to leave his island down there. And the folks in the Keys, which are, you know, very similar to these Caribbean islands, you know, they're mm-hmm. just sort of like tiny little specks. Why is it people won't heed the warning to get out?
That's a good question. I mean, we've seen this time after time of, you know, riding out massive storms and things like that and not evacuating. And in some cases, I mean, it's like the Houston mayor said he kept getting second-guessed, you know, last week about Harvey and why didn't they evacuate Houston. And he said it would be like trying to evacuate Los Angeles. You know, that you put that many people on the road at one time, you're going to have gridlock, first of all. People are going to run out of gas before they can even get down the road. Then you've got, you know, you've got nothing but people sitting in harm's way, basically, as a storm is approaching. And he said that's one of the reasons that, you know, they made the decision not to make a mandatory evacuation of this massive, you know, city.
Yeah, I guess so. If you have time, I mean, they're telling people to leave. You know, this thing isn't supposed to hit Florida until like Sunday, right, or Monday. I mean, there's plenty of time to get out if you don't wait till the last minute.
Right. You know, and I know people who are down in the Dominican Republic. They are in, you know, different areas, and it's, you know, they're on vacation and don't plan to come back anytime soon. And, you know, you're looking at the path of this hurricane thinking, you know.
I understand people worry about looting and damage and taking care of their property and all of those things. I get all of it's complicated. And often these things will break up. Sometimes we overhype, and then it doesn't do what, the meteorologist, you know, think it might do. But still, I would think that you'd be better safe than sorry, and you can always go back home and say, hey, that was overblown, rather than staying and dying. I mean, we saw these tragic stories coming out of Texas, you know, baby ripped from mother's arms, you know, with the water. You think, my God, it's not worth that.
No, it's not. And I think the forecasters get a really, really, you know, tough road when it comes to this kind of stuff, because if they do say, look, this is going to be dangerous, we don't know. I mean, it's weather. It's not predictable to the degree. You know what I'm saying? You can't say, okay, it's going to hit this block and not that one.
No. Listen, nature is, I remember in 1996, we had back-to-back tornadoes hit our town on a Friday and a Saturday. And there was a block, I mean, an entire block that was mm-hmm. devastated. No homes left, but there was a deck standing. The deck was perfectly standing. Nothing touched on the deck. I mean, there's no way you can predict that.
No, it's completely unpredictable. And it's like Hurricane Sandy when that happened here. I wasn't in this area at the time, but there was, you know, all the models said, well, no, it's not going to hit New York. It's not going to, you know, devastate it. And there was one guy, Gary Zatkowski. If you don't follow him on Twitter, you probably should. He was like the lone voice in all of this going, y'all, we're about to get hit. I think he's down in New Jersey is where he is. And there's always that one forecaster that says, guys, you know, and It's not an exact science.
No, you just got to, I just think, be overly cautious and take the warning seriously. And if not, then everybody lives to fight another day.
Sure.
Hey, we're heading to your area, sort of your area, at the end of the week. Are we going to be okay up there on the eastern seaboard?
As far as I know, I mean, you know, we're expecting rain for about the next 24 hours. Hopefully it's going to be better by the weekend. How close are you getting to my neck of the woods?
Well, we're flying into Boston, but we are taking a trip to the islands of New England. So we're going to, like, Cape Cod and Martha's Vineyard and all of that area.
Very nice. Well, hopefully you're going to have good weather for that, and it should be a really, really pretty time of the year up there.
All right. We appreciate it, Tanya. Have a great day. Mm-hmm. We'll talk to you soon. Tanya J. Powers, part of our Fox News All-Star team, live with us every morning or so. Later today, John Decker from the White House and Jeff Manasso will be joining us as well. Brass Horn coming in. We got breaking news there. And Wayne Kent will be stopping by. We'll talk to Darren Embry. Darren used to be the associate pastor, or whatever they call the vice president of pastors at a church, the VP. Whatever that is.
I have no idea.
Well, we'll find out. He now is a P, as in a president, of a church there in the Dallas area, and they're helping with relief efforts there in Harvey. We'll get an on-the-ground look from Darren about what that looks like all these days later as people, you know, judge whether or not to take Irma seriously. I think you have to, don't you?
You have to. You have to.
You can always go back and go, whoops, okay.
This is the strongest storm the Atlantic's seen.
Ever.
Yeah. They need to take it seriously.
All right, we'll take a quick break. Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Today we've got mostly sunny skies expected with highs around 67 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, cooler with lows around 48 degrees. For your Thursday, mostly sunny, highs near 72. And Friday, sunshine, highs near 80 degrees. Right now it is 49 degrees in downtown Decatur.
Everyone, two-legged and four-legged, is invited to Fido Scurry, Saturday, September 9th in Fairview Park. Get geared up for an island luau-themed pet parade and costume contest. It starts the morning off at 8:30 a.m., followed by the 5K or 1 mile run and walk. There will be prizes and refreshments along with doggy games and canine demonstrations. Join the fun at Fido Scurry, Saturday, September 9th. For more info, go to nowdecatur.com. Sponsored by Decatur and Macon County Animal Shelter Foundation, Decatur Park District's Fido Fields, WSOY, and nowdecatur.com.
My washing machine was 9 years old. One day, it made this loud clunking noise and just stopped. I called a repairman, and he came out and said the transmission had gone out. A $315 repair. So I decided to get a new one. We went to Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, and they had a great sale on Maytag for only $599. It was such a good deal, we got our matching dryer for only $450. We saved altogether $340. $40, got no interest for 12 months, a free 10-year protection plan. Now, if the transmission goes out in 9 years, it'll be covered. Wow!
I'm Dennis Reagan, president of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. This could be your true story in Decatur through September 15th. Get this made with pride in the USA top load Maytag set, regularly $1,340 for only $1,000, and still get our famous free 10-year protection plan. Wow!
When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
Celebrating the best in Greater Decatur business. Join with the Greater Decatur Chamber of Commerce and Hickory Point Bank to honor the winners of the 2017 Annual Chamber Awards. The awards luncheon is September 21st at the Decatur Conference Center and Hotel. Come help us congratulate the local businesses and community leaders who make Decatur and Macon County a great place to live and do business. Visit DecaturChamber.com, call 422-2200, or visit the Greater Decatur Chamber Facebook page to reserve your seat. Ticket prices go up after September 13th, so order now.
This is Byers and Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Well, damn, if I just read the Herald Review editorial today, I would have probably been okay on my way to work.
And what was that?
Changing seasons, watch out for deer.
A little late there.
Yeah. It's odd, right? I mean, good timing. Chills in the air, or the chill in the air is a reminder that it's time again for seasonal road hazard in central Illinois. Deer vehicle collisions are about to ramp up, and that means we drivers need to be extra vigilant. The worst month for both motor vehicles and those unfortunate deer in the path of motorists is November because of fall mating season. Though throughout the year, though, most accidents are between 5 and 8 a.m. and 5 to 10 p.m. when deer are most active. Last year, Bloomington-based State Farm estimated one out of every 192 Illinois drivers would have an insurance claim from a deer accident. The odds are not good. In other words, 2015, there were 16,000 such crashes. The national average cost per claim was $3,995. Wow. That's a lot. Some crashes are unavoidable. Others are. So how do you help your odds? This is according to today's Herald Review editorial board. Increase your following distance and slow down, especially in rural areas and at dawn and dusk. Use high beam lights when there isn't oncoming traffic to spot deer early. Watch for deer crossing signs, which are there for a reason. It means the animal has been seen nearby before. Remember, deer move in packs, so if you see one, others could be around. Most important, if a deer is in your path, don't slam the brakes or swerve. Instead, safely decrease speed in your lane. How is that possible?
When possible, like, for instance, whenever you see, like, a deer on the side of the road.
Okay, yes.
Standing there. And they're, like, doing that deer in the headlight. That's why they call it deer in the headlight.
I get that.
Yeah, just slow down.
But if they're in your path.
Yes. Just slow down.
This morning, going. I was driving into work, for those of you who were not with us at the beginning of the show, and I got right before Ivy Hill Park on my way on Lost Bridge Road, and from the lake side, which, I mean, is just a little bit of grass, two deer bolted in front of my car. I mean, I literally did not see them until they were in front of my car. I mean, I didn't have any side peripheral, nothing. I mean, they just bolted across the street, and I clipped the second of the two deer, and I had no choice but to slam on my brakes, or I would have ran into both of them head on.
At full speed.
Which was 35 miles an hour. I mean, that's...
That's going to cause damage.
Yeah. So be careful out there. The deer signs, though, I mean, this is like the state of Illinois, the one that put... I mean, I can't imagine they're, like, up on that. Well, hey, we saw one here the other day, Bob. Let's get a sign up. That deer sign's probably been there for 25 years. We'll take a break for news. Back with more after this.
Get a daily recap of the info you need to know now with the Now Decatur Refresh. Access to the day's top news stories, interviews, videos, and more directly to your inbox. Sign up at nowdecatur.com with WSOY Decatur.
6:59, good morning. Jeff Daly in the WSOY newsroom. Congressman Rodney Davis last night led the U.S. House of Representatives in a moment of silence, honoring the 10 sailors, including Petty Officer Logan Palmer of Decatur, who were killed after the USS John S. McCain collided with an oil tanker in waters near Singapore last month.